just introduce a gentleman that I indicated I was going to have on this program just a few minutes ago. We're doing some adjustment here on our volume and on our YouTube video quality of, with the sound and the color and everything. Michael Donahue is a ex-Roman Catholic. He came out of the Roman Catholic Church a number of years ago. And basically, I'm just going to turn it over to Michael and have him introduce himself and really kind of go into why we're even attempting to do this broadcast today. Michael?
Yes, thank you, Brother Larry. And I'd like to open with a prayer to our Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Help us rejoice and be glad in the opportunity to reach out to other Christians and non-Christians to attempt to spread the word of a recent development in our country's history here. Anyway, I'm just going to reiterate what I did earlier on the previous broadcast, that I'm a retired law enforcement officer from a large agency on the West Coast, and I was born and raised Roman Catholic for 38 years. It took me before I woke up, or the Lord woke me up and delivered me from the bondage of Roman Catholicism. And for the last 30 years, I've been attempting to serve the Lord of the, or God of the Bible, the Jesus of the Bible. He's not in the Roman Catholic Church. Anyway, through God's direction and leading, I happened upon several Christian brothers, including Brother Larry Phillips, and the Lord's been directing me ever since. Anyway, initially I happened upon another Christian brother who has a ministry, Eric John Phelps, and it answered all these questions that I had as a young person and struggled with over the years, but was so guilt-ridden and obeyed the Catholic dominance that I didn't dare ever get them resolved till now. Anyway, so again, I have a lot more to share with you over if at some point in time, but the impending issue right now is both Brother Larry and I became aware of our government pulling a treasonous act by making open invitation to the current Pope Francis and the Vatican to come to our country, which was bad enough, and then to speak openly to our Congress, which I feel is unconstitutional and it's tantamount to treason. And we were trying to get this out to as many people as we could and have as many Christians and non-Christians, for that matter, to petition our government and specifically these congressmen, John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi, and also the mayor, James Schmidt, of Green Bay, Wisconsin, who have been involved in this invitation to have this Pope come and speak and influence. That's the problem, is he's a Jesuit, and he belongs to the Jesuits, and, well, John Boehner is a graduate of Xavier University, another Jesuit university, and Pelosi, she's linked with all of these Jesuits, and they want to take control of our country. That's the bottom line of it, and they've been at this for several hundred years, and that's been their motive. Anyway, Brother, where?
Well, I think you're right.
Go ahead.
I think you're right on target, and really the what sort of prompted this was Michael, you started it all. You're the blame, though. He had talked about this problem with the...
Most people don't even know this is going on, and I don't understand why they aren't up and outraged, you know. If we had brought, you know, Castro here to give us influence on how to run our government, you'd think people would be outraged. It's the same thing. This man wants dominance, spiritually and temporary, of our country, and they're going to stop at nothing to do it. They do, they kill people, and they use other people to pull that off, and, I mean, it goes all the way back to Lincoln and, you know, Kennedy and McKinley, all of these present, they've been about this for hundreds of years, but no one will expose this and bring it out into the open. And most Americans seem to be too lazy to inform and educate themselves about it. So it seems, right, brother?
Right, and you basically a couple, 3 days ago made me aware of the fact that this Wisconsin mayor from started the whole thing. I guess he maybe wanted to get the jump on. But my question is, why? You know, what is the significance of the Pope being invited by Congress? I mean, this has never happened in the history of the United States.
Amen. And then you think of over all the years how much all the people stood together about not mixing government and religion together, right?
Absolutely.
And they take some move like this against what most people would not have them do.
Everybody wants to talk about separation of church and state, separation of church and state. And now we bring the largest religious body, I think it's billions of Catholics that Francis is over, and bring him right into the mainstream of the Congress. And I am infuriated, I'm righteously indignant over the fact that this Boehner sets forth the presupposition that that the Pope is representing me. The Pope does not represent me.
Amen.
Or millions of other Christians.
Amen. And most people in this country, including me, until I met these Christian brothers and educated myself, we were taught in school that this was a Baptist Calvinist nation when it was formed. It wasn't Roman Catholic and never intended to be. They were a threat to this new country that was trying to escape Vatican and Catholic persecution. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And so the question is, you know, what is really Boehner's motivation? What's Pelosi's motivation? And who gave the green light for inviting the Pope to address the Congress in the first place? We know it stemmed from the Jesuits. We know it did. I mean, we know that the New World Order and Benedict, before he left office, made a great big deal about the fact that we need a centralized world central banking system. And I think this is nothing more than a preparation for one world religion.
Right, because most people don't know that the Vatican owns controlling interest in most of the banks that people are familiar with, not the least of which is Bank America. You know, they own a lot of Chase Manhattan and several others, and I know we can play tit for tat on which one or that one. The point being, they are trying to take control of this country. The last time that other Pope, John Paul, came, he gets off and he kisses the ground as though it belongs to him and the Vatican. And I can't believe what Catholics claim they are patriots, but yet they're more loyal to the Vatican than they are our own country, or they'd be up in arms, you know, or insist upon this division.
Well, we see a reoccurring event happening, because what brought about compromise during the rise of the regime of Hitler to power? It was the compromise of the true Christians not to say anything, sit on the sideline, and just shut their mouth. And that's exactly what's happening.
And
we don't see any true Christians.
Hitler would have been nothing without Pope Pius XII, that Eugenio Pacelli, he signed the Concordat with. And then our buddy Reagan does the same thing in January of 1984 in Alaska, basically restoring these relations where the Vatican can do anything it wants within our country, and they're untouchable by you or me for anything, any criminal process or so on.
So my question is, where are all the so-called, and if we want to call it Protestant Christian leaders or Baptist Christian leaders, where are they at? Where are they not standing up and taking opposition over this Boehner's? To me, he's totally out of order. He has no right.
I'm going to say, you don't like to mention names, but where's Billy Graham? Where's Rick Warren? Where's John MacArthur? Where are these, the only so-called leaders of the Reformation or the Protestant faith?
Well, even where even the one
they're trying to become the best buddies of these people, and you don't, people don't seem to see that either. So that, this is what brought this broadcast into we needed to get this out to somebody anywhere to listen so they can educate themselves.
Yeah, and the other thing that I'm just kind of appalled about, you know, a lot of people have the thought that, well, just because we know Bible prophecy and we know the ultimate rule and everything, everything's going to come out in the wash. That's no excuse for us to lay down and not stand up against evil. I mean,
the Lord calls us to earnestly contend for the faith. And it's not faith in our God. government, and it's not faith in these other pseudo-Christians. They're not Catholics, they're not Christians. They belong to a cult that has a system of works to try to attain salvation, and they never do. You talk to a typical Catholic, they don't know whether they're saved or not, because they aren't. They don't have the assurance of what the Bible says when the Lord says, hey, if you know me, you're going to be saved, and you know it. And you can put your reliance upon that, you know, but it's just so sad that it just seems like Brother Larry and I are just these two little mice in the corner that nobody wants to listen to, you know. I mean, I can't believe, I know a lot of patriots and think they're patriots, and that you can't even engage them about the topics that involve the Jesuits or the Vatican, but they're at the root. All of you out there are experiencing the downward spiral of our country economically and so on. And these people are at the root of why it's happening, because they want to create that so they can take control, or are already taking control. And no one wants to hear it, it seems.
And so our admonition, or exhortation, or whatever you want to call it, to everybody that sees and listens to this video is, don't be a closet Christian. I mean, the Jesuits have come out of the closet now. They've got a Jesuit Pope front and center, and let your...
Right. And they've got most... look at how blatant he is. Boehner is a Jesuit. He's been trained by them at Xavier University. But many of our noteworthy, even Clinton, he went through Georgetown and all. They've got a stranglehold through their universities on our government and these people who purport to be serving the people. No, they're just clones and operatives of the Jesuit order and the Vatican.
Including our vice president.
You know, exactly.
So don't be a closet Christian. Let your confession of Christ be heard in the mainstream of society. You know, let your voice of opposition be heard against this Antichrist system, the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, if enough people rise up and say no, you know, I did a message here a number of years ago when Pope Benedict decided he was going to come to the United States, and I entitled it Pope Benedict Go Home. Well, my message and our message today is, Pope Francis, stay home. We do not want you here. We do not want you addressing our Congress. You do not represent us. And if enough people come up against it, maybe it can be thwarted. I'm not holding my breath, Michael.
I know, and I would encourage all of you out there to write. I've called all of the offices for Pelosi, all of the offices for Boehner today, and most of them, you know, they just pawn me off onto a voicemail or something, and then it says all the voicemails are full. Well, I hope that's reflective in that there's a few more than Larry and I who are registering their disdain with the government requesting a resentence of this visitation request.
I agree, and I
would... imperative to that Christians act now. You know, we can do all these million-man marches on Washington, you know, but why not stand together for the faith that's been, this country was founded upon that, and you can call yourselves a patriot all day long, but if you choose not to assist in that vein, it's really hollow.
And you know, the outcome of that is going to be, there's always a cause and effect, and the outcome is, you know, and regardless of whether you act or not, be prepared for tribulation against true Christians who oppose this
right.
evil system. I mean, I believe, Michael, we're on the verge of going through major persecution. We're going to have a reinstitution of, you know, people say, oh, that would never happen again. That was then, this is now, the Great Inquisition. But let me tell you what, it's amazing when people get in power how they can change. They can put on a good old message of peace and love. Will you let them get the upper hand and see what they can do? And so, anyway...
It's sad that our media is so totally controlled by the Rupert Murdochs and so on, of Fox and all of them. They're all bought and paid for by the Vatican and Jesuits, and they're so afraid of losing that. They look at how little this story has even been covered, but then the minute he were to show up on our soil, oh, they jump on that, and every channel has got it on it like they're programming you, and they are programming
you to
become alike it.
And all the media is...
Houston was going to be in control.
All the media is covering the fact that he's going to address the Congress in a very positive light. CBS, you know, Boston Globe, all of the major newspapers are covering it, and they're making it out like this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to this country since sliced butter. And you hear no opposition.
That was supposed to be scrutinizing the government for where it overstepped its bounds and was acting contrary to the people's interests. But that's the furthest thing from the truth. No, I mean, it's they're everything about the government. They might as well be a government information agency, you know.
I agree with you, Michael. Well, Michael, I was going to try to keep this under... keep it brief because I don't want to, I know people's okay. time and we're at 15 minutes, but I want to encourage people to put the word out there. You know, email all your friends and say, you know, what do you think about the Pope addressing the Congress of the United States? Aren't we supposed to have a separation of church and state? Are we trying to bring a new world religion right into the Congress? Now, I know a lot of people are going to say Larry and Michael are insane, and I don't care. Because I know...
Yeah, I know, isn't that... That's the epitome of ignorance, I guess, because they rather than engage and try to discourse in the truth of the issue we're bringing forth, they just start, you know, slapping us with all kinds of these remarks like that have no bearing upon anything.
Right, and the bottom line is... The bottom line is, folks... like Michael already said, the Roman Catholic system is not a Christian system. It's a system based on works. We as Christians do not uphold the purgatory. We do not believe that we should honor or worship any man, including Mary. We do not pray to patron saints. We do not believe in indulgences. We do not believe in the stations of the cross. We don't believe in the Mass. We're Christians, and we don't consider ourselves Protestants. We're true biblical Christians. We believe that Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners, and that we do not need a priest. We do not need a mediator to go to. We go directly to Jesus Christ. We don't call any man his blessedness or his holiness or his highness or anything.
Father.
And we don't. Also, we don't get involved in this necromancy of worshiping the dead and praying to patron saints. You know, there's so much of the Roman Catholic system that's just pagan. That's all it is. And to call it Christian and to have somebody come up and address our Congress in a facade of peace, the scripture tells us that they will say peace, peace, and then sudden destruction will come. So
right. Please do, if you hear this, look up on the internet the genocidal behavior that this Pope Francis did while he was still a cardinal down in, or archbishop or whatever he was down in Argentina. There's articles all over on there how he looked the other way when the political government down there was executing and torturing and abusing people. He didn't have the courage to open his mouth to say anything. And that's hasn't seen the light of day because thanks to your Jesuit-controlled media. And look at Hollywood. It's controlled by all the Jesuits. You see, every time you see movies that's about any kind of faith, it's always a Catholic church and a priest and nun. Rarely do you ever see a Protestant, Baptist, Calvinist minister involved in some good-hearted movie or something like that. That should speak volumes to you about who's really in control, you know?
Well, and the fact is...
Archbishop Mahoney in L.A., he's the epitome of evil. I mean, here he is speaking to all the Hispanics, telling them to violate the law and just come by the droves into our country against the law.
Yeah, and we have our president has surrounded himself with all of his counselors and everything else in the White House. They're all Jesuits. I mean, and I'm not trying to overgeneralize, but he's got a whole plethora of Jesuits around him. You know, and here he is, has this honorary doctorate degree and from a Jesuit university, and you have all of these different, like you said, Fordham University, Georgetown University, and all of these universities that have their little provinces, and they dictate in those areas what's going to happen. So now I'm just really curious who picked up the phone and called Boehner and instigated this whole thing. We know it came directly from Vatican itself. But anyway, we're going to leave it with you. If you have any questions, Feel free to post those questions on the comment section of YouTube, and we will respond to you.
If you really love this country, you'll take to heart what Brother Larry and I've said and act accordingly. I know people say, "Oh, you're just angry about something." No, I love my country. I served it in a police capacity for over 30 years, and I don't want to see it overrun and overthrown by these Roman Catholic evil Jesuits. Please get involved, brothers and sisters out there.
That's a real good stopping point. I don't think I can add anything else to that, Brother Michael, so you all will be in touch, I'm sure, in the future.